And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And how about an insect that jumps around in tall grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay.
Go around in that column.
What do some people call an old, dilapidated old house that might be falling down that they say that spirits live in?
I'd say it was haunted. A haunted house. I think it's there, but it's really a thing. Haunted.
And what do people say lives in a haunted house?
Ghosts and goblins and bats and all kinds of things.
Okay. Oh, do you have a name for anything, a general term for kinds of things that bring people bad luck, or that they think bring bad luck?
Well, you mean like walking on the ladders and things like that? A black cat crosses your path will bring you bad luck, and walking onto a ladder, you know. Like two people walking in a tree or something out there, one goes on one side and one the other. Yeah, we separate like that. That's bad luck. There's lots of things. Of course, I don't believe
them. Okay, well, if some people think that certain people can bring bad luck, do they have a name for that kind of
tree?
That they call it Christmas?
I don't know if they would put a spell on you, and that's a long time ago, sure enough. And, I don't know if they would put a spell on you or something.
Would people call them a witch or a jinx or a hoodoo or a Joan or
something about that. I've heard about all kinds of things.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married? Okay. And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
A mole.
And what do you call the box that the body is put into?
A casket. Or any other box. Well, that's what the casket is in the
Well, if they don't put them in the vault, but they bury them in
the box. Put them in a box. You put a casket in a box. It's like a wooden box.
And then where do they bury them?
Up in the ground, in the grave.
Uh-huh. And what's the place called where they have all the graves?
Okay. Graveyard, some people say.
Okay. And what do you call flowing water that's like a river, only smaller than a river?
There's canals and creeks and branches, all about the same in the middle.
Would a branch be smaller than a creek?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And there's more frozen dishes sometimes.
Yeah. what do you call flat, grassy country around the coast?
Marsh.
Okay. And what do you call a pair of straps that hold up a man's trousers?
Spenders.
And do you have a name for the kind of gravy you make when you just add water to the grease of ham?
Yes, the ham gravy, or some people call it red eye gravy. Yes, so we're coming. You turn it kind of red, you know?
Is that just for sure cured ham, or is it for any kind of ham?
Well, I don't know. It might just be sugar cured ham. Because it would turn, I say brown, but they call it red eye gravy. It would be kind of red, you know. All this ham gravy, you know?
Okay. And what do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene or oil. Fuel.
Okay. And do you have a name for a long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout?
Pinewood.
Did they have those around here?
Oh, yeah.
Did
they could fatten those. They were fat and steepy. But they did. They had long, longer,